Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our 21-year anniversary as the Sarah and Vinny morning show is this Sunday. And since we won't be here, I want to make sure we said, you know, thanks for all the years. It is absolute joy to sit in this hideously disgusting chair. Same one for 21 years. I love it.
People don't know that your chair is actually physically disgusting.
Oh, no, I'll show you on the...
I know, but I'm just saying the way you worded that might lead someone to believe that you don't really like you're being weird about...
No, it's the most comfortable chair, but it's really seen 21 years of hard DJ use. It's got stains all over it, but...
By the way, that's all fine and well, but your brother's here.
Yes, my brother is here. Yep.
So
let's do the Ed Sheeran tickets. I just wanted to say, everyone, thanks for listening. Is so cold. Ed Sheeran is coming back to the Bay Area August 21st. He's going to be at AT&T Park. We are the Ed Sheeran station, you guys. Hello.
Yeah.
First station to play them in America. By them, I mean him. So, of course, we have tickets. Of course we do. 9, noon, 3, and 5, all day, all this week. Caller number 97 right now gets a pair. 800-400-3697. Ed Sheeran.
Text. Oh, now I can say stuff.
I'll just do the text.
Anyway, your brother's here.
He is, my delightful. And his beautiful wife, Debbie.
Which
Debbie.
It's
John
so
Debbie.
Nice
Debbie's
to see
chatty,
them.
Huh?
And your husband came in, too.
Yeah. Yes, and my delightful husband,
right.
John. All the Johns are here.
So your brother goes, you know, I'm just wondering where you're going with this. And I was like, nowhere. I'm just torturing her. And he's all, oh, okay.
Going with what? What are you talking
about?
Well,
with the whole that he used to peep you when you were a kid. And I'm not going to actually make a box and let him relive that. There's no...
You would have made a box. Don't act like you weren't really trying to make
a box
so he could do the interview while peeping me.
That would have been fun, right?
Yeah, it would have been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him either, John.
Oh.
He's just shaking his head at you.
Right.
Yep.
Our text number is 804. Popped my secret show cherry yesterday.
Oh.
Great show. Tons of fun. Thank you.
All right.
510 says, doesn't Amy know that 37% of all weddings on Valentine's Day end in divorce? I don't think she does.
Yeah, she should listen to our show. We told her that yesterday.
There's a really great book called How the French Stay Skinny, and it's all about eating slow and how that keeps you thin. I'm sure part of that is ciggies, too, right? Don't the French smoke a lot as well?
And don't they take, isn't Europe's thing that they take 4 hours for dinner? Like, they don't start eating until 10 p.m., and then they're done at 2 a.m.
That's what we hear, yeah.
I just wouldn't fit in over there. Maybe I'm going to try that. I'll make sure I put my fork down between bites, sit back, chew and enjoy, have a sip of water or what have you.
Have a whole cigarette in between each bite.
Yeah, I guess that's the
way.
As your food congeals on your plate. Like,
exactly.
I just, you know, it's something about, I think when you grow up, I didn't have a giant family, but there was for sure no chance that if you hung out, your brother wasn't going to eat all your food. Like, that kid was on a mission to eat everything in the fridge every day.
Yeah, exactly. Growing boy.
I bet Amy Schumer is pregnant. That's a quick relationship to get to marriage so quickly.
Maybe.
Does
but
sound
it's Hollywood,
like they ran down the aisle, though.
It does seem fast. Or maybe she wants to get pregnant. She wants to, you know.
Well, there's always that tick tick, isn't there?
Yep. Lots of people have babies without getting married first, right, Ben?
Yeah.
Right, John?
Right, Bryn?
Brandi Carlile was...
Everyone I know. Yeah.
Brandi Carlile was the lead singer of the Go-Go's.
No,
Belinda.
It's Belinda Carlile.
Who, by the way, is excellent. Mm. I love that first Go-Go's album. So good.
When is that play? It's not the play. What is it?
Yeah, it's like
stage,
a musical.
Yeah,
based
musical.
On
I think
their...
it's next month. Can't remember, Vinny. I sent you the dates in case you wanted to go.
I want to go.
Yeah, your kid would love that.
Yep.
She loves the Go-Go's.
She does.
What's not to love? Mm-hmm. Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation, got to get.
Holding
away.
The phone receiver between your face and shoulder can screw up your neck and give you carpal tunnel, says 650, I guess.
Mm.
Did Hooman teach about the phone, or did he mansplain the phone?
It was somewhat mansplainy. So he was just trying to help the girl out. I mean, she was new to that kind of phone. She was like, yeah, my grandma has one of those. Where'd Bryn go? Isn't he going to have to hit the...
707
yeah,
says...
maybe he's getting some
We got time. A couple minutes.
All right.
707 says, I have sex every night with my husband. We sleep so much better than the occasional nights when he asks for a break. Says 707.
That's funny. They don't have kids.
They do not have kids. That's the first thing I thought, too.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. That's just humble bragging right there.
Yeah,
we have sex
is.
Every night just so we can get to sleep.
God. I think it's interesting how quickly the Aziz Ansari story fell out of the news. Wondering what's going on with that.
Well, nothing's going on with it. An anonymous person made allegations to a random website, and the dude wound up having to defend against it. And actually, that was sort of that felt like the turning point for me, where people were like, okay, enough anonymous allegations. Hashtag me tours.
Well, there were people, women who came out mm-hmm. and spoke out against that person saying that you had a bad date.
Yeah.
You did not have sexual harassment in the workplace. You're making everyone else look bad with your allegations. So there were, and who was the lady? The lady from CNN defended
Yeah,
Aziz.
She was saying she was super nervous before she sort of went on with like a different opinion than everybody else. But, you know, there's some merit to what she had to say. There's, you know, people get smeared by this stuff and it's over for them. Trial by social media.
415 Sigh. Really don't think hashtag Me Too is helping. It's really getting out of control.
Well, it's just, you know. It has certainly revealed a lot of stuff, the kind of gross, seedy underbelly in a lot of businesses, but it's just continuing on, and I feel like everyone's got a little poop on them right now.
Bodie Miller should have had a better delivery.
I thought
he did a great job. I really thought that was funny. I don't know why.
It was missing something.
Bodie Miller said that the reason the girl wasn't doing well is, I guess she'd had a knee, it's some skier. They didn't even say the name of the skier, and he said, well, she had her knee injury, but also she recently got married. And as she, oh. He's like, oh, I was joking, bros.
A little chuckle would have helped that whole thing.
Right.
Or, yes, or a sure. JK.
I feel like he nailed it, but okay. Tony Robbins is making bank by stating the obvious. Mm. Yeah, well, that's our boy Rudy wants to be the next Tony Robbins, and we feel like, you know, we'd like to hear how that's coming along. We see the stand-ups moving at a nice pace. He just performed in San Jose yesterday and did a great job.
Opened up our secret show, got the whole crowd all warmed up for us. In fact, he's here now to review a movie.
510 says, that parent airport story was just wow. I had my best friend's 13-year-old son visit me, and I had to walk him to the airport, get a special pass to go through security, and bring him to the gate for boarding the flight. I thought that's how it's done.
Well, I think my one kid was 16. I think he was old enough to do it himself. And so we...
408 says, I would have killed my mother, Sarah.
Yeah. It wasn't my mother. It was my father who did it. And my brother-in-law. Jim. Uncle Jim. Dumped my kids at the airport. Do you guys remember when my brother and his wife sent their daughter Shay out to me a couple over the summer?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I dumped her off at the airport and just been like, oh, she's 16?
Good luck.
Good luck. See you guys next time. And then she misses her flight, and then I didn't go back and get her and be like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry. Let me, the adult, figure this out and get your kid on a flight. Like, it's so wrong. Anyway, Mom, you are a great mother.
One last text before we go to the movie's reviews.
Okay. Mm.
415 says, yes, Vin! That Trolls reference was awesome.
Oh, Bergen.
Yes, Bergens are the bad guys.
And one of Tommy
apparently
Lee's
it's
old
Tommy Lee's
wives.
Right, Bergens.
He's got himself a new little 31-year-old honey.
Go, Tommy.
All right, is it over yet?
No, wait!
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That.
It's getting out of control.
Just relax.
It's getting out of control?
Today's especially long.
We just got there.
Rewind that part.
I almost feel like I should rewind that part.
I know.
I feel like you should.
The whole thing. I don't know why you guys talk over our intro.
Because it's going on
so
for 5 minutes.
Inappropriate.
We should do a review on the intro.
I give that 5 Persian rugs.
I'm gonna give it 6 pinatas immediately. An extra one.
All right, everyone. There's 3 of us doing the movie review today. And here
I got
is...
that from the intro.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Here's your review of Black Panther, starring Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan, Lupita. Who's this, Brynn? Mm. Who are we listening to?
SZA.
SZA, spelled like SZA. S-Z-A.
So Kendrick Lamar did the whole soundtrack.
Incredible.
This is what you hear with the credits at the end.
Is there an Easter egg at the end?
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Lupita Nyong'o, Angela Bassett, and Forrest Whitaker.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes,
Forrest.
He was.
Yeah.
That's the one!
Rudy, that's my very first interview I ever did when I was 26. It was Forrest Whitaker? And I didn't know how to end it. I forgot. And so I made this tape of me saying, thank you, Forrest, like 20 different times. But the douchebag production assistant guy at the time found it.
Oh, wow.
And
that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to keep that. I got to hang on to it. I want that to be my ringtone. Thank you very much, Forrest Whitaker.
All right.
So did you nail it when you actually had to say it?
Well, that's why Vinny just yelled out, that's the one. Right. That was the one. Don't laugh at that, Rudy. It hurts my feelings. Don't laugh.
It's so funny. I can just imagine you in the mirror saying it over and over again. A young, insecure human.
I was young, bro. I was 26.
It happens, man. You're still young, bro. You're still
Thanks.
Young.
42. Yeah. So in this film picks up right after Captain America: Civil War. Chadwick has to return to Wakanda, this mythical African country, to take his seat upon the throne. And then all these things are trying to prevent him.
Wakanda,
yes. Near Tanzania.
It's not near Washaka?
Hey,
you're right around the corner.
Rudy, I found this film to be almost Shakespearean. Mm. I mean, this plot Ryan Coogler created, the king trying to take his throne, family secrets, child paying for the sins of the father, the bastard son who's full of hate.
Right.
I thought it was deep.
It had layers to it, which is, sometimes you watch these Marvel movies or comic book movies and they're pretty much cookie cutter. You know, you got the stuff that you see on the surface, the superhero, the villain, and then the obstacles in the way. It's pretty much the same thing.
The big fight where everyone's flying through the air.
Exactly.
And explosions. Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like I have seen all those.
You've seen all that. But this one, even though it has those things, it's deeper. Like Human says, it's almost Shakespearean. There's a karmic connection between the villain and the hero in this movie that I think a lot of people will appreciate once the movie starts to unfold and you see how they're actually connected. Michael B. Jordan playing Killmonger.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Let's talk about him. How is Michael B. Jordan? So you've seen him in his arc, his beginning. Talk about his beginning and how he was as a bad guy.
So he played Oscar Grant in Fruitvale a couple of years ago, and then he played Apollo Creed's son in the movie Creed, and now he's teaming up with Ryan Coogler again for their third movie together in Black Panther, and he has just grown. In my opinion, he's just grown so much as an artist. This guy comes back just with more depth as a thespian. He's a thespian now. Like,
you think?
He was just an actor before. He's a thespian now. And he just has all this depth to him, and you've actually gotten the chance to see him grow on the screen. And he's become...
He's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy in this. He's become basically what Leonardo DiCaprio is for Martin Scorsese. That's his go-to guy. I think he's become this for Ryan Coogler, and I think we're going to see a lot of their work together in the future.
Huh. Bryn, do you need to see Captain America: Civil War and Winter Soldier?
I don't think you do.
Black Panther to make sense.
This movie stands alone. I think it's perfectly fine to watch this without having seen the other movies.
I can't disagree more. Wow. I think you need to see the other two for this for you to fully comprehend.
Rudy, what do you think, Rudy?
The thing is, I don't even see those first two.
Oh, there it is.
I didn't even see those first two. And this movie made perfect sense because it's in a world of its own. The fact that it's in Wakanda. You know, you have to pick up the story from the very beginning, whether you've seen those first two movies or not. I mean, you have to kind of pay attention from the very, very beginning. And even if you haven't seen those, this all makes sense. This all comes together. And yeah, there's some references. There's some nods to Captain America and stuff like that. There's definitely some nods to it. But I don't think you necessarily have to watch those in order for this movie to make sense.
I agree, Rudy.
Thank you, Bryn.
Great. Thanks.
Let somebody
You're
got some
reason.
As usual. So the only other comic book film that had this kind of heart, I thought, was the last Logan movie.
Right. Mm.
Which film is better, Black Panther or Logan?
Oh, man. There. Look, if I had to watch one of those two movies, I'd probably go with Black Panther.
Okay.
Because Logan, as much as and Logan was in my top five for 2017.
Yeah, you love that movie.
I did, and it had a lot of heart, and it had a lot of you could see the scars of Logan in that movie. You could see the humanity in him. But this one, you know, this one spoke to a lot of. It wasn't just the story itself. It actually spoke to some deeper. Some deeper subjects, you know, and I don't want to give away too much, but they did a really good job of weaving in deeper subjects, current subjects that we're living through right now. They did a good job of weaving it into the movie without, you know, kind of pressing it too much on the audience. So this one, for those reasons, it was more dynamic. I felt that Black Panther was more dynamic. Although Logan moved me, this one just had so many more different angles and edges to it that I really enjoyed.
Bryn, you agree with Rudy as usual?
Not necessarily. I thought Black Panther was very spiritual and great. Logan was just like, it was just so nasty, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah, with dark.
It was really dark and...
bloody.
Bloody, gory. His claws going through somebody's skull. That's super cool. I mean, I just want to watch that just like as a roller coaster ride.
Oh, you like that in a movie. I was just thinking,
absolutely.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh, Bryn's digging that. He loves the gore.
Gore. No.
I love that movie.
Hey, this movie looks super sci-fi to me. Like all the trailers I'm seeing, they're on these like weird electrical bridges and all this crazy. Like, is this a sci-fi thing?
There's some definitely like some futuristic stuff in there, because one of the main keys of this movie is that, and this isn't spoiling it or anything because everybody knows about this, but Wakanda is the home to this metal called vibranium.
Oh, vibranium.
Yes,
A meteor crash.
A meteor crash.
Like unobtainium, or is it?
It's vibranium is what Captain America's shield's made out of.
There you go. Wakanda is home to this, and they protect it. And they hide it from the rest of the world, the colonizers, as they refer to them. So they want to make sure that nobody's taking it from them.
It used to be Wakanda first. You know, America first.
Right.
Like, that's the underlying kind of message of this film. And you know, Chadwick is like, no, we can't. It can't. Either this whole world is going to rise together or it's all going to fall together.
Right.
Like, that's one of the morals of the... Real quickly, how was the rest of the cast? Lupita, Angela Bassett, Chadwick, Forrest, Whitaker...
Let's ask Forrest Whitaker.
Well, how was Forrest? I mean, honestly, like, I thought he was miscast. Sick of Forrest Whitaker.
He's obviously sick of Forrest Whitaker. No more talking about Forrest.
This was one of those movies where yes, thank you. You're going to make me repeat this all day. I'm going to be saying that to myself on the BART train. Everybody's going to think I'm a weirdo. No, but it was pretty much an all-star cast. You had a lot of great actors in this movie, and they all did their part. And really, it was one of those movies where all the roles were written almost specifically for that person. And I think that they all knocked it out of the ballpark. Lupita Nyong'o, Forrest Whitaker, Michael B. Jordan, phenomenal. I can't get over Michael B. Jordan.
How was Angela Bassett?
Angela Bassett was great also.
And how is Michonne from The Walking Dead? She plays his
sister.
Oh,
yeah. She's good. So, you know, in James Bond, you got Q, who gives him his weapon.
Yeah.
So she's the Q.
Oh.
She gives Chadwick his weapon.
But she also was a bit of a scene stealer, though, because she had all the funny lines. She had all the clever, you know, the one-liners and stuff. So they gave that role to her, and she knocked it out of the ballpark. And every time she was in a scene, you couldn't keep your eyes off of her.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. So this film has 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, and as we all know, it's the highest pre-selling Marvel film of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of reading what everyone was writing, and this dude from NPR, his name is Glenn Weldon, wrote something so perfectly that for my sum it all up section, I think I'm just going to quote this guy, because I could never think of something this good.
Thank you, Forrest Whitaker. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, I'm going to say thank you, Forrest. It says, Black Panther is a story we haven't seen in popular cinema before because... Black people, completely untouched by colonialism, exist entirely outside of the global system of institutionalized racism. And you see that. Like, you don't realize you're seeing that, but this is what it would look like without colonialism and without slavery and without racism. It's beautiful. All these tribes coming together, all of them working well together. It's a great film. I'm going to give it 4 Persians.
Nice. I'm going to give this one because of what you just mentioned, and also the fact that, again, even though those subjects are touched upon and they're weaved into the story, it's not overbearing. It's still a superhero movie at the end of the day. But yes, all those subjects are in there. Michael B. Jordan, phenomenal. Chadwick Boseman, phenomenal. Everybody just hit it out the ballpark. And I love the what you mentioned earlier about it being Shakespearean almost.
Yeah.
That's I couldn't describe it any better. There is a connection there that is poetic.
What
between,
about
between the two characters? And yes, and shout out to Ryan Coogler for making a lot of Oakland references in the movie, his hometown. I got to say this.
But it's set in Africa.
No, it is. But part of the movie is tied into Oakland, and I don't want to give away too much. Right. Yeah,
it
but,
starts in Oakland.
But I'm telling you right now.
And ends in Oakland.
Yes.
Not really. Just some shots.
Ryan Coogler, as an East Bay guy, if you're listening, I just want you to know, man, you made Oakland proud. You've made Oakland proud, and not just because of the references in this movie, but just all your work that you've done. This is an accumulation of all his work so far, but I'm sure he's going to get bigger and better. I'm giving this movie 5 piñatas.
Go see it. Perfect
Go
score.
See it.
You said 4.5 yesterday.
I know. I just
no
upped it. I just
it.
Convinced myself. All that thanking of Forrest Whitaker. Score.
So I'm going to go ahead and hop on the bandwagon, and I'm going to read a Rotten Tomatoes score by this guy named Bill Goody Koontz. This is a terrifically entertaining film, alive from the start, following its Marvel mission while rising above it. 4.5 ninja stars.
Hey, real quickly, there are 2 Easter eggs. So there's 1 minute of, like, credits, and then they show the first Easter egg. That one's stupid. You can ignore that one. But if you sit all the way through the credits, I mean
all the way
through, like 10 minutes of credits.
I wanted to leave.
The lights are on.
And yeah, Rudy's like, there's not going to be another one, bro. There's not going to be. I'm like, there is. No one's leaving. We'd be the only ones leaving. The lights are on. Yeah, they've run out of film. Then there's the second Easter egg. So just kind of.
That one's worth staying for.
That one is. But it goes back to what I referenced with the other movies.
Ooh.
You need to see the other movies for the second Easter egg to make sense. Trust me.
Oh, boom. I do, Hooman.
Boom. And thank you, Forrest Whitaker, for all you've done.
Thank you, Forrest. Great job today, Forrest Whitaker. Thank you, Hooman.
Thanks,
Rudy.
Thanks,
Bryn. Sounds like you loved the movie. Yeah. Great job. We'll be back in a sec. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show.
What
Thanks.
Are we doing here?
So we're saying goodbye.
Oh, all right.
Saying goodbye.
All right.
This Sunday is our 21st anniversary. Thanks for all the years. It has been such a pleasure. Hope to do it for many more years to come. But let's celebrate now.
Isn't it awesome? The decision to come here has changed our lives dramatically.
Mm.
We're very lucky to be here, and we know it.
We certainly are.
So thank you.
I'm lucky to work with you, Vinny.
I'm lucky to work with you.
Oh.
Let's keep it going.
Let's do. Keep it going.
I hope I don't come back from our little vacation alone.
Why would you?
I don't know. Why would I?
I can't think of one reason. All right, everybody. Have a great one, and we'll see you soon.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.